Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this Sabbath, September 7, 2024. This is our review of our chapter 81 entitled The Lord is Risen, Part 3 of our lesson 416. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. We are going to ask our dear brother to bless us with the Tiny Touch Psalm, hymn, Just As I Am, number 314. Sabbath blessing, Daddy. Sabbath blessing to all of those that are coming in as well.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, poor wretched, blind, such riches healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee I find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love I own, has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine and thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family just coming in. We are going to ask our little ones, by the help of their parents or siblings, to open the review section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us. Give us the Sabbath day to keep the holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work. In the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect everybody that's in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. Please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to all the dear ones that are coming in. We are going to take the chance to hear all the little blessings that our little one has been in their household, in their school, in whatever area of their life. May you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. For this day's mommies and daddies little helper, I'd like to go ahead and highlight Haley. I'd like to highlight Haley for her willingness to always be helpful to someone. She can just see something happening. I believe in my heart she's a little nurse in training. I think I've said that before. And she's always rushing to aid or help in some way. And I pray that the Lord continue to foster that spirit that is inside of her, that she is willing day by day as she go out to be a helping hand, to be a laborer in the Lord's vineyard, not to be selfish, but to be selfless and to serve God in spirit and in truth, and extending that to all the dear little ones that do this, that may not be verbally recognized here. But for all their little help and hands, we praise the Lord for them, and we thank him for such a wonderful blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like to also highlight my son, even though that he's not a little one. He is really been a blessing to his grandmother. His grandmother is having a lot of difficulty at this moment with her health. And he is one of the individuals that moves and go to all the areas where she might be needed, and also so to go out and do all the errands without complaining, without any kind of disposition, just always willing to be able to help anyone, even in the building as well. I would like to highlight all our little ones in our families, because we know that even though you're not sharing it, we know that all of the little ones in the remnant family do have the little tasks that they have to do, and we pray and we thank God for the blessing that he has given us so we can be able to be part of their lives. And I'm going to continue. Please pray for Christina and her family. She told me she was not going to be able to come today. Let's keep them in prayer. Well, dear ones, it is story time for review. And I'm going to hand it to our dear brother. Before, I would just tell those that are coming in for the first time, we are in chapter 20, entitled Before Pilate, part 3, in our story lesson book, The Story of Jesus. Now I'm going to hand it.
The Bible lessons, Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 18. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Hence, same thing. Pilate therefore said to him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. Yes, I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had thus said, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault in him at all. I find in him no fault at all. Pilate then asked, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate had a desire to know the truth. His mind was confused. He eagerly grasped the words of the Savior, and his heart was stirred with great longing to know what the truth really was and how he could obtain it. He asked Jesus, What is truth? But he did not wait to receive an answer. The tumult of the crowd outside the hall of justice had increased to a roar. The devil said, I'm going to distract him, and he's not going to get an answer to his question. The priests were clamorous for immediate action, and Pilate was recalled to the interests of the hour. going out to the people, he declared, I find in him no fault at all. John 18:33-38. These words from a heathen judge were a scathing rebuke to the base perfidy. Perfidy. What's perfidy? I looked that word up this week and, it's treachery. That's another word that's hard to explain. And falsehood of the rulers of Israel who were accusing the Savior. As the priests and elders heard this from Pilate, their disappointment and rage knew no bounds. They had long plotted and waited for this opportunity. As they saw the prospect of a release of Jesus, they seemed ready to tear him to pieces. Wow. This is taken from the story of Jesus, pages 126 and 127.
Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will continue with part 4 of our story entitled Before Pilate of our Tiny Tap lesson book, the story about Jesus. And that will take place September the 14th, 2024. I will pass our dear brother the question to review.
All right, in review. What did Pilate ask Jesus?
The answer to number 1 is, art thou a king then?
Yes, that's what we call Old English. It comes from the King James Bible. In modern English, we would probably say, are you a king then? But I like that old version personally. What was Pilate's second question to Jesus?
Pilate's second question, it was, what is the truth?
What is truth? You notice in the reading we mentioned that word truth appeared several times in Jesus' statement. And it caught Pilate's attention. And he said, what is truth? It's too bad he didn't stick around and ask and let Jesus explain to him what truth really was. He probably wouldn't have condemned him to death. Not that he wouldn't have died. If Pilate hadn't sentenced him to death, he would have probably showed up in the temple at sacrifice time and died right there. Who knows? What did Pilate declare to the people?
What answer to number 3 is, I find in him no fault at all.
Now, most of us have faults, and judges can point them out. But Pilate looked at Jesus and said, I find in him no fault at all. And he should have turned him loose right then and there. Okay, back to you, Rose.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. It is time for a Tiny Talks, parents and guests, to be able to learn our review of God's creation in nature, of our topic, mammals of the Bible, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to review.
So, blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. We'll review our Bible verse for our lesson review is taken from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 22-30. And that is the Good Shepherd will be seen through a research lesson. Before we get into that, it says here in verses 22-30, and it was Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, it was winter. Jesus walked in the temple and saw him in the porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. He answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Looking, reviewing our last lesson, lesson 6, the shepherd and his sheep. Our memory verses. Our memory verse for this lesson is 1 Peter 2:21, and says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. He should follow his steps. And the character quality of the story is care versus indifference. Care is to have an interest and concern about another person as Christ cares about me, or in this case, all of us. Hearing his voice. It was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple and saw him in the porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. John 10:22-30. And here is our review of all six lessons we learned from these past weeks. Lesson 1, 100 sheep. 2, rejoice. 3, the sheepfold. 4, the door and the good shepherd. 5, known his voice. 6, hearing his voice. Above these two pictures, it says the shepherd and the sheep. Below is the shepherd, and on top are the sheep, being on the pasture. The shepherd and his sheep, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. John 10:28. We view the new choices of the family Bibles in pages 59-60 for day 6. Next on your ones, we'll be starting a new one. It is lesson 4, a sermon, and looking through nature. And the topic of the lesson will be the beast of chase. Lesson 1 will be wild hoof mammals. 2 will be deer of Bible land. 3, gazelle. 4, deer of the world. 5, the deer's body. And 6, life of a deer. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our hooves and ears, little ones. Over here of lessons concerning the pumpkin, it says in the title above of pumpkin, and below is the Bible verse Isaiah 27:6, Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Imagine this pumpkin growing to the size of 816 pounds. In the middle we see picture of dear sister Michelle's garden, and a pumpkin that is not ripened yet, but In heaven, our food will be larger and more delicious. And here are the 8 benefits of pumpkin. One, the pumpkin is very rich in carotenoids, which is known for keeping the immune system of an individual strong and healthy. 2, beta carotene found in pumpkin is a powerful antioxidant as well as an anti-inflammatory agent. 3, it helps prevent buildup of cholesterol on the arterial walls, thus reducing chances of strokes. 4, being rich in alpha carotene, pumpkin is believed to slow the process of aging and also prevent cataract formation. 5, pumpkins have been known to reduce the risk of macular degeneration, a serious eye problem that can usually result in blindness. 6, the high amount of fiber present in a pumpkin is good for the bowel health of an individual. 7, being low potassium, pumpkin is associated with lowering the risk of hypertension. And 8, the presence of zinc in pumpkin boosts the immune system and also improves the bone density. And over here on the left are concerning the butternut squash. It says here that a very versatile vegetable, rich in beta carotene, provitamin, and diets that require low sodium, low fat, as in hypertension and coronary heart disease. Bake, boil, steam, mash, and puree squash, or shred some varieties and eat it raw. Here the 15 benefits of squash. They're low in calories, high in vitamin C, they're a good source of magnesium, high in vitamin A, high in fiber, cholesterol-free, aids in weight loss, high in potassium, high in antioxidants, improves breathing due to MG and vitamin A, D content, reduces high blood pressure, helps prevent osteoporosis, prevents cataracts, helps prevent cancer, and reduces risk of heart attack and stroke. And on the right are nature lessons for the garden. It's containing these vegetables like the squash and pumpkin. And they're called fruiting vegetables. Fruiting vegetables are plants that flower and produce fruit with their seeds and cloves. Fruits of vegetable plants include cucumbers, eggplants, muskmelons, and watermelons. Okra, peppers, snap beans, summer and winter squash, and tomatoes. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Genesis 1:11. Next is this lesson. This is big squash called the Blue Hubbard squash. A member of the large family includes squashes, pumpkins, and gourds. Blue Hubbard squash catches the eye with its color and size. It has a distinctive blue-gray or bluish-green skin. And it's a type of winter squash that can be found from September to March, like in this month, and in grocery stores and farmers markets. Blue Hubbard squash's size ranges from 10 to 30 pounds or even larger. Blue Hubbard squash grows in many places across the U.S. and Canada. It's a nutritious vegetable and is a good source of nutrients, including vitamin A and C, dietary fibers, potassium, and antioxidants such as beta-carotene. In contrast to the outer shell, the flesh of the Blue Hubbard squash is orange. Like the other squash family members, its inner texture is dense and sweet. The rich taste of Blue Hubbard squash makes it versatile in the kitchen. You can cook soups, casseroles, omelets, baked pies, and other pastries with it. This Blue Hubbard squash recipe gives you everything you need to know to turn this odd specialty into a fulfilling stew. Here's lesson concerning deer and also the picture of the deer-shaped cloud that I took a few months ago. Many times during a storm or trial, like a deer, we need to stand perfectly still and wait on the Lord as to what we should do. The white-tailed deer's tail is like a flag of warning. What counsel does Isaiah 59:19 give to us? A female deer carries her young inside of her for about 6 to 9 months, depending on the kind of deer. She finds a hidden place away from others of her kind to give birth. The mother deer is very protective of her newborn. Jeremiah, however, tells us about a drought that was so terrible that even the hind calves in the field forsook the newborn calf because there was no grass. Jeremiah 14:5. This must have been quite an awful situation because deer do not naturally desert their young. The young will stay hidden for about 4 to 5 weeks or until they can walk well enough to keep up with mother. God gave fawns special protection against their enemies in their helpless condition. We will continue to learn more about the doe in our next lesson 4 of our topic, Mammals of the Bible, next Sabbath, dear ones. This next picture of mine with a cloud of the trees that resembles broccoli. It says here that vegetables are different from fruits. Fruits grow each year on trees and other woody plants that live more than 2 years. Scientists consider muskmelon watermelons as vegetables because they grow on a vine and must be replanted each year. Vegetables can be put into several classes. One class is fruit and vegetables, such as tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, and melons. Then there are root vegetables like carrots, beets, turnips, and radishes. Another class would be leafy vegetables like spinach, lettuce, and cabbage. There are even flower vegetables such as cauliflower and broccoli. There will only be two classes of people when Jesus returns. These are the faithful and wise servants and the evil servants. Continuing our reference reading for the mammals of the Bible, our lesson review taken from our lesson book for Desire Pages, Chapter 52, The Divine Shepherd, Part 4. And continuing, through all our trials, we have a never-failing helper. He does not leave us alone to struggle with temptation, to battle with evil, and be finally crushed with burdens and sorrows. Though he is hidden from mortal sight, the ear of faith can hear his voice saying, "Fear not, I am with you. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Revelation 1:18. Have endured your sorrows, experienced your struggles, and counted your temptations. I know your tears. I also have wept. The griefs that lie too deep to be breathed into any human ear, I know. Think not that you are desolate and forsaken, though your pain touch no responsive chord in any heart on earth. Look unto me and live. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from me. Here shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Isaiah 54:10. Desire of Ages is page 183, paragraph 1. However much a shepherd may love his sheep, he loves his sons and daughters more. Jesus is not only our shepherd, he is our everlasting Father. He says, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and have known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." John 10:14-15. What statement is this? The only begotten Son, he is he who is in the bosom of the Father, he whom God has declared to be the man that is my fellow. Zechariah 13:7. The communion between him and the eternal God is taken to represent the communion between Christ and his children on the earth. The Desire of Ages, page 483, paragraphs 1 and 2. The continuum. Because we are the gift of his Father and the ward of his work, Jesus loves us. He loves us as his leader. He loves heaven itself can bestow nothing greater, nothing better. Therefore, trust. Jesus thought upon the souls all over the earth who were misled by false shepherds, those whom he longed to gather as the sheep of his pasture were scattered among wolves. And he said, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." John 10:16, Desire of Ages, is page 483, paragraphs 3 and 4. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. That is, my Father has so loved you, that he even loves me more for giving my life to redeem you, and becoming your substitute and surety by surrendering my life, by taking your liabilities, your transgressions. I am endeared to my Father. Desire of Ages, page 483, paragraph 5. I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me. If I lay it down of myself, I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. While as a member of the human family, he was mortal. As God, he was the fountain of life for the world. He could have withstood the advances of death and refused to come under its dominion, but voluntarily he laid down his life that he might bring life and immortality to the light. He bore the sin of the world, endured its curse, yielded up his life as a sacrifice that men might not eternally die. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:4-6, Desire of Ages, page 484, paragraph 1. Our three bonus questions you hear you can find in the answers in the Bible and through the lesson books. One, what question did the Jews ask Jesus? The answer is in John 10:24. Two, who hears Jesus' voice? The answer is in John 10:27. And three, the instruction is to once more read John 10:30. And I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. And remember, little one, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Our opening song to our review section is the theme of our lesson. It's a hymn entitled Jesus Saved. Go find it 340. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, maybe unmute your mic to do so. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steep and cross the waves. Onward till the Lord's command. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea. Echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
Above the battle's dry. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. By his death and his life. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Sing a softly through the gloom, when the heart of mercy caves. Sing a
triumph over the souls.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. Welcome to all dear families that are coming in. We are going to ask the little ones, older siblings, our guests, any one of our brethren to open our review family section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Hi, blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, waking us up this morning. Click the word that we're going to be learning. And please protect the people who's here, the people that are here, when they come back to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture for our review lesson is taken from the scripture song singer in the section God's Love, taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, with margin. The Lord. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? We are going to take a few minutes to reread part one of our lesson from last Sabbath. The Lord is Risen, part three, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic to do
so. Continuing the reading. Sabbath blessings, everyone, from The Desire of Ages, page 782. Meanwhile, the report of Christ's resurrection had been carried to Pilate. Though Pilate was responsible for having given Jesus up to die, he had been comparatively unconcerned. While he had condemned the Savior unwillingly and with a feeling of pity, he had felt no real compunction until now. In terror, he now shut himself within his house, determined to see no one. Continue on the next slide, please. But the priests made their way into his presence, told the story which they had invented, and urged him to overlook the sentinel's neglect of duty. Before consenting to this, he himself questioned the guard. They, fearing for their own safety, dared not conceal anything and Pilate drew from them an account of all that had taken place. He did not prosecute the matter further, but from that time there was no peace for him. The Desire of Ages, page 782, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 782. When Jesus lay in the grave, Satan triumphed. He dared to hope that the Savior would not take up his life again. He claimed the Lord's body and set his guard about the tomb, seeking to hold Christ prisoner. He was bitterly angry when his angels fled at the approach of the heavenly messenger. When he saw Christ come forth in triumph, he knew that his kingdom would have an end and that he must finally die. Desire of Ages, page 782.
Continuing the reading. Oh, I heard someone bubble up. You can feel free to go ahead.
Thank you, my dear sister. Have a blessing, everyone. Continuing, the priests, in putting Christ to death, had made themselves the tools of Satan. Now they were entirely in his power. They were entangled in a snare from which they saw no escape, but in continuing their warfare against Christ. When they heard the report of his resurrection, they feared the wrath of the people. They felt that their own lives were in danger. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 785. Continuing, the only hope for them was to prove Christ an imposter by denying he had risen. They bribed the soldiers and secured Pilate's silence. They spread their lying reports far and near, but there were witnesses whom they cannot silence. Many have heard of those soldiers' testimony of Christ's resurrection, and certain of the dead who came forth with Christ appeared to many. Next slide, please.
Continuing, and declared that he had risen, reports brought to the priest of persons who had seen these risen ones and heard their testimony. The priests and rulers were in continual dread, lest in walking the streets or within the privacy of their own homes they should come face to face with Christ. They felt that there was no safety for them. Next slide, please.
Continuing, bolts and bars were but poor protection against the Son of God. By day and by night, that awful scene in the judgment hall, when he had cried, "His blood be on us and our children," was before them. Matthew chapter 27, verse 25. Nevermore would the memory of that scene fade from their minds. Nevermore would peaceful sleep come to their pillow. Desire of Ages, page 785, paragraph 1.
Continuing. When the voice of the mighty angel was heard at Christ's tomb, saying, "Thy Father calls thee," the Savior came forth from the grave by the life that was in himself. Now was proved the truth of his words, "I lay down my life that I might take it again. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." Now was fulfilled the prophecy he had spoken to the priests and rulers, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." From John 10:17, 18, and chapter 2, verse 19, the Desire of Ages, 785, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. Over the rent sepulchre of Joseph, Christ had claimed in triumph, I am the resurrection and the life. These words could be spoken only by the deity. All created beings live by the will and power of God. They are dependent recipients of the life of God. Continue on the next slide, please. From the highest seraph to the humblest animate being, all are replenished from the source of life. Only he who is one with God could say, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. In his divinity, Christ possessed the power to break the bonds of death. The Desire of Ages, page 785, paragraph 3. And amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and we are so grateful for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What have we learned in ways we have grown, dear ones? Keeping in remembrance our review questions, always taking 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. For sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. We have all the questions that we have reserved from part one. I will reread it for those that are not able to see the screen and those that would like to participate. The first one is, who is the main character or characters? Number two, what is the main idea of this section of our story? Number three, where did the story take place? Number four, when did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? And our last one is, what did you learn from this lesson? If you are able to place it in the room, dear ones, you could, but if not, you can use your mic to be able to share. Who will be the first?
The answer to question number one, who is the main character or characters? Here in this section, we saw Christ, we saw Pilate, we saw the priests and rulers, and the Roman soldiers.
I believe that the main idea for this section of the story is Christ is risen from the dead, and the fear that it brings upon all those that were involved in him, putting him on the cross, and especially Pilate.
Yeah. The answer to question three, where the story takes place, you know, at Pilate's court, the temple's court, and Joseph's tomb.
Number four, when did the story begin? The section of the story began when we saw Christ was crucified and was laid in Joseph's tomb and was risen.
My answer to question five, how can you relate to the story? Christ fulfilled his goal and through his life, all lives are saved. Even though Pilate and dismissed the thought, and the priests were worried that the news about Christ, his resurrection being spread out, they thought that they'd be in trouble. So both with Roman authority and with Christ, if he came be toward them, and they keep trying to keep their port or silent. They all thought they were saving their skins, but in truth, since they had no belief in Christ, and their lives couldn't be saved. Well, what Christ already promised about all those who trust and believe in Him, love in Him, and even do what He says, all their lives will be saved. After all, He completes His goal.
I'm sorry. Is there someone that would like to share? I would like to touch upon this particular question. How could you relate to the story? What I have learned and what I have seen, and it was truly a blessing. For many, the death of Christ would have seemed to be a tragedy, but it was supposed to be, for it was written that He was supposed to die to bring righteousness. Also, with the death of Christ, there were many that opened their eyes when, while He was walking in this earth, fulfilling the scripture, they were not following it is written, they would have known. But because they was just going based on what they saw, they could not partake of the blessing that the Father had sent His Son for their own salvation. And for not being acquainted with the scripture, they could not see the greatest gift the universe had ever received through our Heavenly Father. Also, for us, especially for myself, what I have learned is that when the Lord allows certain things to happen, no matter how terrible it may be, there is a gift hidden. And if we was really listening and seeing the hands of God in every situation, you would also know that He prepared them as well. There were many prophets. There were many writings that was going to say what Jesus came here. It would have lightened a little bit of their burden. But because they were not being prepared for it, what they have suffered was not really intended that the Father wanted them to suffer. He sent a gift. The gift's supposed to bring joy. But because they was not acquainted with the Father or even with the gift that was coming, they only saw sorrow. And the pain that they were feeling or experiencing was not really what the Lord wanted them to have. At the contrary, He came to be able to solve and to restore and to build back and to bring them back under His fold. So that's what I have learned. I am learning, and it makes me more joyful that whenever the Lord allows certain things to happen, no matter how much it may be difficult, there is a gift hidden within. If anybody would like to be able to share on number 5, or I will continue to with number 6 by God's grace.
Yes, I would like to add, It adds to that, what you were just saying, to that, there's a known, reading in the Bible where it says, this, your circumstances will be the blessing. It's like with the circumstance that you're going through, there will be a blessing, but it's very hard when the circumstances are occurring to see the blessing. But the Lord is saying, through the circumstances of blessing, and the circumstance will be your helper. That is something that I am still learning. That is very challenging to be able to not focus on the circumstance. Number 6, when the Lord rose, when the angel told him that his Father called him and he rose, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." It's amazing to see that happened, and he predicted that would happen, and in 3 days destroy this temple and I will raise it up again. And that was exactly what he did. And not only himself, so many lessons in this feast, but he rose a little multitude with him as witness. And they were you know, going about town and witnessing that they, not only themselves was risen, but Christ was indeed risen. So I thought that that was powerful.
Amen. Amen. And kind of piggybacking off of Sister Rose and Sister Grace, when God gave his law and told Adam and Eve, you know, this is what you're to keep, and of course all mankind, the law is still binding today. When he gave the law, he also gave the grace and the divine power to keep that law. So then when God allows certain circumstances to occur in our life, he also provides the grace and the divine power to be able to endure and to overcome those situations. So indeed, look up to him. That is where you find your joy, and that is where you find the divine power.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really have a testimony to be able to share. I hope by God's grace our dear brother will bring about a day that we can do so. Because the little minute, you might end up taking so much time that others may not be able to share as well. But this is the time that the Lord is doing some mighty work, everyone. Even in the midst of what's going on in the world, there are greater powers that are working. And we need to be able to truly look up and prepare us for such a time as this. I just wanted to share that. And if there's no one that would like to continue on number six, I will just bubble down to give them the chance before we proceed.
I was just impressed something in my heart. The scripture that says, I think it was taken from Isaiah, there's no rest for the wicked. And it showed here how the priests, the rulers, it shows how the soldiers, it showed how Pilate were, and those that was crying, let his blood be against upon us, how they were in distress. And it was highlighted to show, but what we didn't see here called out, but we know that it happens, that there is a peace and a rest in Jesus when we choose him, when we make him our stay, when we make him our all in all. And praise God for that. There is that distinction, that there is that, that grace that, as Elder Rob had mentioned, and that peace that there was no peace for them. But, and as, our dear sisters had mentioned, that there's so much going on that even in the turmoil of the world, we can truly abide under the wings of the Almighty. And you see the words of the Bible just coming alive as you're reading these things, and you wonder, man, what a thing. So that's what I learned from this section of this lesson. And it was a blessing.
Amen. If there's anybody else that would like to share the answer or their answer to number six before we proceed, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone.
Sabbath blessing, my father.
Long time no hear, no see, but I know you're doing your work, and that is very rewarding. What I have received from all of these questions is to know and be confirmed that we are not alone, and that he never leaves us alone. He's close by, and he's keeping the enemy that is so grotesquely trying to distract us. He anoints us with all the blessings. And restore to us whatever needed, added, grace that will keep us looking up, going forward on our journey, but letting us know you are not alone, my sister, nor my brother. I'm with you. As what he actually promised the disciples, that he will be with them until the end of time. And this strengthened my faith and give me the tools to go forward, knowing that my Lord is with me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Before we change it, I just want to say something really quick. The Lord have each of his servants as helper. But just remember, after when the Lord sent his servant, servants have to remove that they will know who is the one that is doing the healing and the restoring. It is Jesus. You have to give people a chance to know who is the one that is doing the work. So just as the farmer just gave a little bit of water just for the seed to stay in the ground, just enough that it can take root, he also has to remove himself, because the generated principle needs to be able to be seen. That is the only thing to allow it to grow and to flourish. I thank God that the Lord gave us that opportunity. No one can be able to do what only Jesus can do, and that is to bring back life. So, Dad, you may not hear from me because I'm with Mom. And just remember, everybody have a time of visitation. And my mom is coming along, and I will share in my testimony, because we as family, we can be able to help one another. Because today it might be me, tomorrow it might be you, and we'll be a little bit more equipped and familiar with all that we have to go through. So I have shared thoughts, our favorite poem, and special music. Our thought is taken from A Spirit of Prophecy devotional book, Lift Him Up, August 26th, entitled Love and Justice Harmonized. Pages 252, paragraph 1 through 5, the opening scriptures, Psalms 85:10. It reads, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? Miriam.
God alone.
God, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, your sister.
God alone can lead you to so recognize his mercy, love, and forbearance that you will have the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. This is a gift of God. It is the opening of the heart to receive the word, which is as the leaves of the tree of life. May God fill your heart with his love so that it may be said that you have purified your soul by obeying the truth. Lift Him Up, page 252, paragraph 2.
Believing in Christ and receiving His transformed grace is not guesswork, but a work which causes Christ's virtues to be reflected in mind and character. When you gain this experience you will say, I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. The Lord Jesus shall be my portion forever. The power of the cross will move in you the mysterious springs of hope and fear, adoration and love.
Angels are watching and waiting and will witness to the fact that the world has you not. Jesus has found you sitting at his feet to learn from him the way, the truth, and the life. Henceforth, surrendering your will to the will of Christ, you are drawn into a region where the cross is the central object. The world fades from your view. The glory shining from the threshold of heaven is the all-attractive influence. Riches of the grace of Christ hold you in willing obedience. You are only too glad to impart to others the gift you have received.
I long to see you improving the capabilities given you by God, so that you can respond to the inquiry, what must I do to be saved? Let the words fall from sanctified lips. Be saved by accepting Christ by faith as your personal Savior. God is love. The sinner need not perish if he will exercise faith in the wonderful efficacy of the cross of Christ. The cross is the stupendous expedient by which is harmonized the love and justice of God. It is the sinner's only means of salvation. The image of his love may be so stamped upon the mind that it can never be effaced. Then Jesus Christ will be so evidently set forth crucified before you that you will be a partaker of the dignity of his suffering. I have such an intense longing that you may look into the heart of this great mystery and find that its interpretation is love. Lift him up, page 252.
As you make a full surrender of your will to God's will, your way to God's way, you will learn of him who is meek and lowly in heart and will find rest unto your soul. A calm confidence will preside over you. You will experience more and more clearly the sense of an ever-present, all-pervading Savior. This will give the soul power, which the changing circumstances of earth cannot undermine. It plants the feet upon a solid rock. Letter 123, 1901. Lift him up, page 252. Paragraph.
Reflection, Proverbs 2, 3 to 5. No one can search the scriptures in the spirit of Christ without being rewarded. When man is willing to be instructed as a little child, when he submits wholly to God, he will find the truth in his word. If men would be obedient, they would understand the plan of God's government. Human beings would be altogether different from what they are now, for by exploring the minds of truth, men will be ennobled. Christ Subject Lessons, page 114.
Be afraid of self. The Apostle Paul could meet eloquence with eloquence, logic with logic. He could intelligently enter into all controversies. But was he satisfied with his worldly knowledge? He writes, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Bible Commentary, Volume 6, page 1083, paragraph 10.
Here is a very important lesson we need to understand: whereabouts. We need to understand that the highest education ever given to mortals develops a spirit of humility, for it reveals how much more there is to learn. There is yet to learn. Bible Commentary, Volume 6, page 1083, paragraph.
The more you learn, the more you will see the necessity of putting your whole mind and interest into learning for Christ's sake. Why are you learning? Are you acquiring knowledge so as to become intelligent in the truth? If that is your object, be assured that you will hide self in Jesus Christ. Bible Commentary, Volume 6, page 1083, paragraph 12.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brett. Our poem is entitled Mary Had a Little Lamb, taken from Children Activity Book, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 3, page 67, from Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. Who would like to take the first one, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
He followed her to school one day. That was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school.
And so the teacher turned him out, but still he lingered near and waited patiently about. Mary did appear.
And then he ran to her and laid his head upon her arm, as if he said, I'm not afraid, you'll keep me from all harm.
Five. What makes the lamb love Mary so? The eager children cry. Oh, Mary loves the lamb, you know, the teacher did reply.
And you, each gentle animal in confidence, may bind and make it follow at your will, if you are only kind.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brethren. Our special music is taken from the Holy Scripture, from Psalms 34, verses 1, 4, 6, and 7, King James Margin. I will bless the Lord at all times, at all times. I will praise his holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. I sought the Lord and he heard me and deliver me from all my fears. One more time. I sought the Lord and he heard me and deliver me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times, I will praise his holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. This poor man cry, I am the Lord. Heard him when he cried. and save him all of his troubles. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times, I will praise his holy name. His praise shall continually be in my mouth at all times. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. If we have any testimony, we will be able to have the chance to share it, maybe in between the services or at the end. Dear ones, next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Lord is Real in our storybook, The Desire Ages. If anyone of our guests, our remnant family or little ones or even older children would like to close their review section of the family lesson with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so.
May we bow our head on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Father Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. I was enjoying the whole thing, went so smooth and so quick. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the blessings that you have given us so far. And thank you for making all of this happen. Only you are able to do these things, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the little children and their participation and their parents as well. Be with us, Father, as we go to the next section of the studies. Continue to bless us. Continue to be with us. Continue to lift our minds to you and keep us elevated, I pray. Thank you again for all the blessing in this blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be September 14, 2024. We will have our lesson 417. This will be our chapter 81, entitled The Lord is Risen, Part 4. And before we leave, dear ones, we want to leave our scripture and also a quote from The Great Controversy, page 469, paragraph 3. And our scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, King James Version, and it reads, "But thanks be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And from our quote, "The work can be accomplished only through faith in Christ, by the power of the indwelling Spirit of God." Paul admonished believers, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." That is from Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Continuing, "The Christian will feel the prompting of sin, but he will maintain a constant warfare against it. Here is where Christ's help is needed. Human weakness becomes united to divine strength, and faith exclaims, 'Thanks be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.'" Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones. God bless. Mm-hmm.